Blog Talk Radio.
I may be a soldier, I'll stand up for you. When your world comes crashing down, I'll be the one to hold you. Let me be a soldier, I'll fight for you. When you're up against the wall, I will pull you through.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. If you suspect, are found out by admission or incriminating evidence that your spouse, the father or mother of your children, your life partner, your significant other is gay, and you need help handling this devastating information, we are here for you. We understand how difficult and debilitating this can be. Here at South Florida Connects, we believe no straight spouse should be left behind. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954-983-9751. And leave us a message with your contact information, and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. You can be anonymous, as we do not need to know your name to help you. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization. Turn to South Florida Connects for straight spouse awareness, as no straight spouse should be left behind. Go to southfloridaconnects.com for more information.
Let me be a soldier, I'll die for you.
Hello, and welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie Thomas Brown, your host, and tonight we'll be talking about your informed consent to marry. And since I'm talking to straight spouses, whose consent was it? Anyway, And as you heard from the music I was playing, some of you are seeing so much clearer now. And let me talk a little about what happens when someone decides to have elective surgery. I'm a nurse, so I'm going to talk in medical terms now. You are deciding about having elective surgery. And you decide that you're going to have a certain procedure done. You talk to your doctor, and the doctor he sits you down and he tells you what can happen. He tells you all of the terrible things that can happen if you decide to have the surgery. But you either decide to go ahead and have the surgery and take your chances, or you said, no, you don't want to have the surgery. Because remember, it's not an emergency. It's not needed. It was something elective that you chose to do. So you had a choice. You were able to make an informed decision because you knew all the pros and you knew all the cons of what would happen if you went ahead with the surgery. What my question to some of you who are listening right now, and I'm talking to straight spouses, if you're going to choose to have, say, liposuction to make you look slender and sexier, and the doctor said, well, I'm not really good at this. I might puncture your kidney, I might puncture your intestines, and you might die. Would you still want to do that procedure? And even if you still want to, would you use that doctor? Of course not. Now, so many of you heard a question, will you marry me? But when you got a question, the person who was asking you the question didn't say, well, you know, I need to tell you this. I used to have gay sex with my college roommate, or I used to have gay sex with my high school friends, or I lived most of my life as a gay man undercover. Some of my family members know, or nobody knows because it's a secret, because I am on the down low, but I want to marry you. And I have to tell you this because I like to have sex with men. Marrying you doesn't mean I'm not going to still like men. And it doesn't mean that I won't still have sex with men from time to time. Or I might just prefer to have sex with men altogether and not bother to have sex with you at all. Would you marry that person? I think not. And guess what? That is what happened to so many straight spouses. You didn't sign up for that. You didn't ask for that. You were not given a choice. You were not given a choice. And you know, we don't gay bash on this show because we are sympathetic to all people and we understand all people. But we don't like when people do not live their authentic lives. They do not show their authentic self. We do not like when people hide who they are and end up hurting us and other people intentionally or unintentionally because they are uninformed or they are just plain downright deceptive. So tonight we are talking about informed consent to marry, which so many straight spouses did not have. You just married because you thought what you saw was what you were getting. And you have found out after so many years of heartaches and all the pain and the suffering and the nights of no sex and no loving, no hugs, no kisses, nothing romantic. And I'm talking to some of you whose husbands are putting a pillow or a blanket in between the two of you so his body can't even rub against yours when he sleeps. That is what you got, and you never signed up for that. Mind you, I know some of you had an idea that your spouse goes both ways, or he told you he used to have gay sex with men, but he has changed, or he has found the Lord, and he no longer lives his life like that. I know some of you, you knew that, and you married him because naively you believe that that is true. He could change his orientation. And after so many years of pain and suffering and lonely nights in a bed with a husband, you understood that a person's orientation never changes. And I know some of you are angry, and you have a right to be angry, but I don't want you to stay in anger mode. I don't want you to stay in anger mode, because staying in anger mode is so unproductive and, you know, and debilitating and harmful to you. And my objective and the objective of South Florida Connects is for you to heal, for you to become aware of your situation and understand it and learn how to deal with it, whether you're staying or whether you're leaving. And I hope that you are doing the latter. So tonight, I want to remind you about the Straight Spouse Healing Retreat weekend that we had in Houston, Texas on March 2nd and 3rd. That was a healing weekend for the Bonnie K Straight Spouse, you know, Straight Wives Network. We had a wonderful time as straight spouses, meeting, greeting, talking, sharing our sob stories, yes, because they are not positive stories. They are sob stories because everybody who was there went into a marriage without informed consent. You consented to a marriage thinking you were getting something, and then you end up getting something that you did not bargain for. So I met a wonderful woman there. And she was so quiet, and she was just intent to listen to other straight spouses share their life stories. And when she spoke, I felt so connected with what she was saying, because she's an immigrant woman. She's a smart immigrant woman. And yes, smart people fall in love with down low men. Because sometimes I'm not sure what happened when we are intellectuals and we can talk, we can have a conversation with anybody, and we have our several degrees. Some people have their several degrees, so some people are doctors, but yet they fall in love with a down low man. And so it can happen to anyone. So don't judge me because I fell in love with a man who's down low. It happened to so many different kinds of people from so many different nationalities, ethnic backgrounds, socioeconomic status, rich, poor, white, black, immigrant, non-immigrant. It doesn't matter if you're legal or you're illegal. It happens to everybody because nobody's really looking for stuff like that. And that's basically why I am trying to teach you what to look for, because there are some things that you can see. And that is why I have Anna here with me tonight, because she's a proud immigrant woman who has been living in a marriage that's not what she bargained for. She's in it without her, that's not the consent she gave. And like I said, I met her in Houston. She was with us when we went for a straight spouse healing weekend. And when she spoke, I immediately knew many women who would identify with what she was saying. Because I am interested in having her as a guest, because she represents many of the women who reach out to our organization for support. Anna, I must welcome you to the South Florida Connects show. I must welcome you tonight, because I am telling you, you are an awesome person. And I just want you to know that I appreciate you coming on the show so much, because so many women are going to benefit from what you're going to say tonight. And your story is no different from so many who will be listening today, tomorrow, next month, next week. And I'm glad that you're willing to speak up, because you're one of my immigrant sisters. Even though we hail from different cultural backgrounds, you are one of my immigrant sisters, and our immigrant sisters need a voice. And I'm so glad that you're willing to speak up on their behalf tonight. And I know you already know from what you spoke or what you said in Houston that speaking up gives you a feeling of power, as no one can take that away from you. No one can take your voice away unless you let them. Unless you let them. So, Anna, welcome to South Florida Connects on our Straight Spots Awareness Show tonight. How are you doing this evening?
Thank you. I'm doing well. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. And I can honestly say, Ms. Debbie, by listening to the introduction, it just brought back so much of the feelings that I was experiencing. Are we connected?
Yes, we are connected. You're live. You're live.
Well, as you were sharing,
our first sisters are listening.
Yes. I've come to a point, actually it was the when I went to Houston to hear, there was a reason why I was going to Houston. I had some questions after so many years of marriage and so much of it was so tiring, just going through is he doing this, is he not doing this, just a lot of turmoil I put myself through over the years to find out the truth. And when I was on my way going to the Miss K in Houston, I connected with all the women in the circle there. Everything that they shared was everything. I mean, I could connect to every one of their stories. The excuses, the lies. You had to play investigator, you know, just to find out, you know, certain things. It was so much energy, so much negative energy went to that. I spent my life trying to find out the truth, most of 20 years. You know, and it was so exhausting. It was awful. I lost myself in the whole relationship, and it was very sad. But when I went to the Bonnie K retreat there, it was an eye opener. I had my questions answered, and I knew without a shadow of a doubt that my husband is gay. And he will deny it, but I know without a shadow of a doubt that he is. Now, I can either do something about that, or I can choose not to. I can put myself in the fantasy world like I've been for 20 years, and I can shut the door and say, okay, I just will live in my fantasy world. I don't need to know about this, that, or the other. He does his thing. I do mine. I can't do that. I can't do that anymore. I need to grow. And I've been in one place. Like you have a little plant and it's in water and you have all these roots all stuck and bundled in one, in that glass. I feel like that. And I need to free myself from that, because I need to grow and I need to feel life again. And it's not about having to investigate about this, and is he lying? Is he really doing what he said he's doing? And then he tells you, "Oh, it's all in your head. It's something that you make believe this, that, the other." And sometimes you would say, "Well, there you go again. You're starting your stuff again." So You know, I went through years of that, and I just got lost, and I lost myself in that.
Okay, Anna, I heard you say that you lived in a fantasy world because you wanted everything to be just right. And I know that there are other women out there who are experiencing the same thing and feeling the same thing and may not realize that's what they're doing. Can you tell them a little bit about what your fantasy world was like?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I can. My fantasy world was I needed to have a man in the house, a husband. I was a girl who grew up with no father and no mother in the household. I grew up with grandparents. I needed to have that stability to have a husband and children. And, he was going to take care of me, and we were going to have kids, and we were going to build a nice home together. And but, you know, my reality was right in front of my face, but I started building this fantasy world in front of my reality so that things could go a little bit more easier for me. But if I go back and look at it now, it was more heartache, more pain. You lose yourself. You lose who you are. You lose your strength. You really just lose who you are. And just thinking about that hurt, that I didn't feel value. I didn't feel valued. When you just shared about the pillow between the bed, you know, Miss Debbie?
Yeah.
My husband, the way he would sleep, he used to sleep with his back toward me all the time. And lots of times he would have the sheet between us. And I would try to cuddle up next to him. And then I would wake up with those sheets in between. And I felt really bad. I felt like, you know, maybe it's a sleep pattern, but I knew over the years this was his pattern. It was very disheartening. I was very sad. I felt something was wrong with me, you know. And he would say at one point, some years ago, he would say, you know, maybe you need to go get a tan, get your nails done. And normally women would think, great, my husband says go do this, go do that. But I felt like right out of the blue, he just, after years of being married, he would say, well, you need to change this, or you need to change that. And I thought that was really interesting because I thought he loved me just the way that I was. He never mentioned any change before, so suddenly he mentioned that. And I would second guess myself, well, maybe I need to do this or maybe I need to do that. And I just didn't feel beautiful anymore. I didn't feel attractive anymore.
But I must tell our listeners that I've met you in person and you're a beautiful woman. Yeah, and you look pretty confident, you know. So I was surprised when you actually told us your story, because you look so much more confident than your story.
It was over years of frustration and feeling empty, lost. I had lots of doubt. And after 20 years of marriage, something was moving me to, there's more to life than this. There's more to life. And there was a lady, she's a life coach, that started helping me last year. I came to a point in my life last year, I realized I had no goals, I had no dreams, I had no vision. And I just felt like I hit a wall. Well, this dear lady, who I met through a close friend of mine, she's a life coach, and I started meeting with her. And she started asking me certain questions, which I really appreciated, because I forgot to ask myself questions. What are your dreams? What do you want in life? And I had no answer. I had no answer. Because all my dreams and all my hopes were in this man who was a gay man. All my fantasies and were to be married to a straight man and have a wonderful family, and that wasn't going to happen. And I came to realize that after going to the Bonnie K retreat, which I am so grateful for, because now I feel free. I feel good. I feel like a weight has been lifted off of me. I had all my questions answered. And I'm so thankful that Ms. K is sharing this message, and especially to you as well, Ms. Debbie, how you share this message with so many women. They don't know what they are getting into. They think that, like me, I met my husband when I was very young. I was 17, and I fell head over heels, you know. He was very handsome, and we dated, and I got pregnant, and, you know, he didn't really want to move in together. He didn't want to get married right away. He was very hesitant, and I thought, well, that's okay. I can do this on my own. It's no problem. But a couple of months after I was about 5 months pregnant, he asked me to marry him, and I, after several times of him asking me, I said okay, because I loved him. So I said yes, I would marry him, and we got married, and little by little things just started happening. I started realizing, I started noticing he was staying out late. He was not affectionate, and before we got married, he was a little bit more affectionate, but after we got married, it was like he was tired. He's got bills on his mind. He's got things he's got to do. He's got to fix this, do that. He had no time to have intimacy. He had to go. He had to work late all the time, you know. So little by little, I just felt depleted. I felt less and less of a woman. I felt unsure about myself, and so that's how it started at the beginning. And then after a couple of years, after I had my first child, it just continued, and some of the things that he would say would be very mean and disheartening. And we would argue. We'd argue all the time about little things, you know. Why I didn't do this? Why I didn't do that? You never do this. You never do that. So it was just, and then I would try to find outlets. I would try to find people to talk to, friends. And sometimes he would say, you spend more time talking to your friends than you do here. You know, you need to stay here. You need to stay at home. You need to stop talking to your friends. And so I would get mad, and I would say, fine, whatever. Just, I didn't like to argue, didn't like to cause arguments. So I said, okay, whatever. And I stopped talking to my friends. And I would go into isolation mode. And I wouldn't talk to anybody for months. And I was so depressed, so depressed. And
You're doing really great. You're doing great, and I think you have some supporters on the line. I don't know which one of these numbers belong to you. I'm just gonna say the last four numbers, or actually, I'm gonna just say the last two numbers, and you tell me which one of them is yours.
Oh, I wouldn't know which one, so it's okay. I'm open.
No, I want to know which one of those are your supporters.
Oh, I'm not sure the last numbers. Okay, go ahead.
I have 5911 and 51.
I think you might, let's see. I think the first one you mentioned. 51.
51 is your number?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right. Let me ask you a couple questions here, because I know that some of our listeners are wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during all of this time, you had your suspicions. Was your woman's intuition in overdrive?
Definitely, most definitely.
Tell us some of the things that were happening with that.
Well, my intuition of when he would say, "Well, he's working late," or I just felt within myself, I didn't feel peace. I didn't feel comfort. I had doubts, and I would get mad, and I would question him in several different ways to see if he was telling me the truth or not. I would question him about this, that, the other, and it would be about the same thing.
So what are some things that he did to make you suspicious? What are some of the things?
Well, one of the big things was the sexual activity in bed. I always from the very beginning pursued him sexually. I thought it was because he was respecting me at the very beginning when we were courting, when we were dating. But I thought it was very odd that I always pursued him in bed. He never seemed to, I always had to initiate sex with him. That was a big sign for me, you know, looking back now, that was a big sign. And
did he do anything else?
Did I do anything else? Yes.
No, did he do anything else to raise your suspicions?
He was very good at, he was very good at hiding things, very, very good. Hiding, you know, certain information. And it would be until later that I started looking at phone records and started seeing a pattern in the numbers that he called. And I thought, oh, okay, well, who was this number? And I would look up the information and find out, it was so-and-so. And I would ask him in casual conversation, whose number was this? And he would say, oh, it's, I don't know, it's a solicitor. But it didn't match what the information I was finding out. It was really interesting because our sexual activity started to be a little bit of a boring. It was, I had to work at it all the time. And I wanted to find out the truth. And is it okay for me to be a little bit more specific, Debbie, on the phone?
This is an adult show with mature content.
Okay, thank you. Well, I began to want to find the truth so much. And I thought, well, I was going to play this little thing, this game. I wanted to find out if he was being honest, if he was, what was going on underneath him. So I opened up myself to a little bit of adult activity with him. I opened myself up to pornography so that maybe I can relate to him. Maybe if I open myself up to pornography, maybe that I can feel like I'm one with him. Maybe he'll desire me more than he desires something else out there. Maybe that
Are you talking about regular pornography, or are you talking about gay pornography?
I'm talking about, first it was regular pornography. And I would ask him, what does he like, what is he, and he would tell me, you know, after I tried to make things comfortable for him to share, I wanted to know if he was telling me the truth. And I opened myself up to that, and he did share. He shared a lot of information with me, and it also helped me sexually in the bed to have relationships with him. And he was my husband, so I thought, well, maybe I'm doing the right thing here. You know, maybe it looks like I'm getting some kind of activity here, so maybe I'm doing the right thing. And over the years, I found out more and more and more. And then, because when I opened myself up, I should say, to pornography at first, I didn't like looking at it. But then after a while, I noticed that I started enjoying watching it. And it was, first it was regular porn, and then when I found out what he liked, then I would initiate the gay porn or the transvestite porn of some nature.
What was the difference between how he reacted to you with the straight porn versus how he reacted with the gay porn?
Well, he was more erect. He had an erection.
With the gay porn?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I just, it was like I was still in my fantasy world, Debbie. I was still able to feel like, oh, I'm connecting with my husband. I love my husband. I want to be one with my husband, and this is what makes him happy. So I'll do this with him, you know. But this is all a facade, of course, because, and I'll come to the story where at the Bonnie K event,
mm-hmm.
there was a lady there who spoke. Her name, well, I can't
say
her name.
Don't say her name.
Yes. No, I will not say her name, but she had an impact on me because she shared her story. And she shared how she opened up her life to pornography, having threesomes and so forth. And
to satisfy her gay husband.
To satisfy her gay husband, yes. And I was so connected with her because I felt myself going down that road only to satisfy my own need as a woman, a natural heterosexual woman, wanting affection from a heterosexual man, but which he was not. But I had to do certain things in order to have an erection from him. And it was actually this lady who helped me have closure with that. I don't need that. I don't want that. I know what I want now. I want, I would like to find a heterosexual man, and not a gay man. And now I have certain standards, and I have certain things that I know that I want from a heterosexual man. And at this time, I'm not able to pursue that. But in the future, if that's a possibility, I know what I want. But right now, I know what I don't want. I know what I don't want anymore. I don't want to be married to a gay man anymore. My husband is gay, and I am a straight wife married to a gay man.
Those are powerful words, Anna.
Yes,
I'm glad that you're claiming those words, because those are powerful words that are going to propel you further into your straight spouse journey to recovery. That's awesome.
Oh, yes. And I'm not, I don't have my fantasy shield up anymore. My fantasy shield is absolutely broken on the way going to this retreat. I had my dear friend, you know, and life coach. She shared a story with me. And mind you, I'm in my fantasy mode when I'm on the way going to the retreat, and I share the story. I said, oh, you know, because my husband, all he knew that I was going to a self-esteem retreat to build my self-esteem, and he was all for it. And
you didn't lie. You did not lie. That was the truth.
I did. It was a self-esteem. My self-esteem soared. and I had this conversation with my dear friend and life coach.
Is she on the line with us tonight? Because I don't know who the other people are. Is she on?
Yes, she's on.
If she's on, you can invite her to join in the conversation. I would love to have her, you know, her take on how you were and how you are now.
Yes.
You don't have to say her name either. You can give her a name.
Okay. Miss Friend, are you on the line?
I want the people who are listening to know that we are not trying to hide anything, but
no.
For privacy, some people need their privacy, and we are not about outing people on the show. If the name comes out accidentally, I'm all for it, but I'm not recommending that people come on here and out anybody deliberately, you know.
Absolutely.
But if it happens, it happens, but that's not what we're about. So,
you know,
I got to make that clear for everybody who is listening.
You can call her my friend if she's...
Anna's friend, are you there on the line with us tonight?
I am on the line.
Would you like to say something? Because she's awesome, don't you think?
She is awesome, isn't she?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I take care of my uncle, and so I couldn't get on the line. I heard you guys talking, though. She is awesome, and she's made, like, in 2 weeks... an enormous leap in her confidence and her courage. I'm really, really proud of her.
Oh, that's wonderful. What's the last two numbers in your phone number so I can identify which line is yours?
51.
Okay. All right. Yes. I mean, when she started speaking, I mean, I was like, wow, this is an immigrant woman who has been through so much. Other immigrant women who are suffering need to hear her speak because she can give them hope, and that's why we're doing the show. And she's going to be my guest again because we don't have enough time tonight. And and I know because I get letters from immigrant women who migrate from Argentina, Venezuela, Mexico, you know, people from all over the world who migrate to come to be with a husband. And then after giving them two kids to create their wonderful cover, they find out that they're married. They left their wonderful jobs in their country to come to be married to men who are gay and hiding it and have no intention of coming out of the closet. So I am so proud of her that she had the courage, you know. I was not sure she was going to have the courage to do the show. I was not. I was kind of preparing a backup just in case she had cold feet at the last minute. But I'm telling you, I've been praying for her because, you know, when people are determined to improve their lives in a positive way, and I have not heard anything negative come out of her even though she had suffered so much. And that in itself is so inspiring because straight spouses hurt, and I mean hurt in the worst possible ways.
Yes.
And it's really hard to hear them say negative things about their husbands because they love their husbands. Mm-hmm. It's just that they never bargained for a gay husband. They
right.
never signed consent for a husband who is gay.
Mm-hmm.
But they are so compassionate and loving and warm and. Like Anna will tell you that I said, Anna,
mm-hmm.
I know you love your husband, but I don't. I want you to let the other women who are going to be listening to you know you love yourself more because,
okay.
you know, you love your husband because you would never be living with a man you hate. No way would you do that.
No.
But because you started to love yourself a little more than you love him. That's why your shield, your guard has come down. Your little, what do you call it, your fantasy mirror has come down.
Yes, my fantasy.
Because you have begun
yes.
to love
yes.
yourself more. And that is what straight spouses have to do. You have to begin to love yourself more, and that's when your healing will truly, truly begin. Because no matter what I say to you, no matter how much I teach you, if you do not love yourself, you will not begin to feel empowered. And you will not take any action until you feel empowered. And Anna is feeling empowered because I can hear it in her voice tonight. And so many people all over the world are listening to you and will continue to listen to you because this program will be archived. Because you are a voice. You are a voice for women who don't have a voice tonight.
Thank
you. You are a voice for them. And I'm glad that you have friends who are supportive, and I hope you have family members who are supportive, because you will need them. Because this journey has just begun. You will definitely need them. And I hope you understand that because you sound like you're ready to start the process and to continue the healing journey towards recovery, you will lose some friends. Because not everybody will understand. And guess what? It is not your job to make them understand.
Well, it's not even my job to even try to change my husband.
You can't change him.
No,
you cannot change him.
Mm-mm. No. And I
so
would
you
like
have
to
just love you.
Choice. Yes, you have to love you. I didn't know how to love me until I had someone help me to help me dream again, to help me start asking me questions about what are your dreams, and I forgot about them. And so my life coach, my friend, she started helping me, just asking me. She had no idea about this. She had no idea about my situation with my husband. It all started with building my dreams, and that's how this little bit of a chipping on came away. But I have to say this, that it is a choice whether you stay or whether you go. You have a choice, or you can stay in your fantasy world like me for 20-something years, and or you can do something about it and find your strength in your community of people and your people who are going through the same thing that you're going through. You can get through this. You are a strong woman. Find your strength again. Ask yourself, what are your dreams? What are your hopes? And yes, you can have it. You can have your dreams. You can have your hopes, but you have to start looking in yourself, in them, and not in anyone else. You can't look to your family or your husband. You have to look in you, because if you look toward other people outside, you're never going to really find that peace and happiness. You have to look inside yourself and start asking those questions. What makes me happy in here, inside my heart? You know, remember the girl you were before you even got married. Who were you? And what were those dreams? Start asking yourself those questions.
Those are some powerful words. And for those people who are listening who are thinking that we are advocating divorce, that's not what we're doing, because everybody has to do what is right for them.
What?
But I always say, this is what I always say, there is no way I would ever stay in a relationship with a man who's gay and actively having gay sex. There's no way I would stay in a relationship with somebody like that. And I'm a Christian woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible gives an out. The Bible gives an out. In the Bible, it gives you there's an out from, if you're in a marriage. There's an out. And the out that I'm talking about right now is if your husband or your wife commits adultery. And when your husband goes to have gay sex with other men, that is infidelity, that is adultery. When
yes.
your wife has lesbian sex with other women, that is infidelity, that is adultery. And the barber says you can get divorced on those grounds. If you know, you're not getting divorced because he makes you feel bad, or he makes you hate yourself, or he doesn't, or he makes you feel, you know, so low. You get a divorce because he's committing adultery or she's committing adultery. That's why you get a divorce. The adultery makes you feel the way you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want anybody to think we are advocating that. But anybody who tells me they want to do that, I cheer them on, because there's no way I would encourage anybody to stay in a relationship like that, because I would not do it.
But it feels free, Miss Debbie. If I feel a sense of I feel a sense of peace, and I feel free. And I know I'm married on paper, but I'm not. I know that my fantasy husband, of what I thought my fantasy husband was, that's gone. That is completely gone. And we have a mutual respect for each other. I'm learning to just be a friend, really. But I'm trying to find myself again, and I am. And everything's going to be okay. As long as I stay focused on the reality of what is going on.
That's
there
so
was
wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to ask your friend, your supportive friend on the line, because there are other people who they come to this program to listen, to get information, to know how they can support their family members or their friends. I want to ask her, what is her take on what you're going through, and how much support does she, she think that you will need from the people around you? Because people don't understand straight spouse awareness. Some people don't have a clue. And some people want to support the people who are going through it, but they don't know what to do or what to say. So I'm going to ask your friend to say something to those people who are out there who want to know what to do and how to do it.
Wow, that's a big question. Can you repeat that question again?
What would you say to family members or friends of straight spouses who want to be supportive to them? What would you say to them?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is love, that you just simply love them. Sandra talks about the fantasy facade that she carried for so long just to stay in a dysfunctional relationship. And what I saw is that she had to become dysfunctional herself to stay in it.
Are you talking about Anna?
Yes, I'm sorry, Anna.
Okay.
Anna had to become dysfunctional to stay in a dysfunctional relationship. And she, I just loved her and allowed her to share. I wasn't familiar with everything that she was going through. But I think, just being supportive, one thing I would not do is step into that fantasy world with her. And what I see her doing now is standing firmly in her reality. And it's really hard to move forward in your life when you have one foot in fear and doubt and fantasy. But now she's moved out of fear and doubt and fantasy, and she's standing firmly in reality. And from that point, I think I can walk beside her and help her in whichever way I can to move forward in her life, leaving all the decisions and choices to her and just supporting her in whatever she chooses to do.
Basically, you were saying that she was in a codependent situation and you could not support codependency, but now that she is facing reality, you will do anything you can to keep her strengthened.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I hope friends and relatives would look at life like that, because it's not okay when a family member or a friend tells you that their husband is gay and you ask them, how did you make him gay? It's not okay to do that, because no one can turn anyone gay. And because he married you, that doesn't mean he was straight. People can't turn people gay, because guess what? If you did that and you found out that you turned him gay, you had a power, you would just turn him right back straight, right? So that's not a question for people to be asking other people. So, if you want to be supportive, don't even think about asking that question. Don't do that. And our organization here at South Florida Connects is interested in preventing straight spouse. We want to prevent straight spouse situations. I am big on prevention. So I'm like educating people like crazy, telling them some stuff that they can look out for and watch out for, and how they can, be proactive in their own lives, so that you do not want to get into relationships like these. So when you miss early signs, it's easy for you to fall into the trap. But if you can pick up early signs during your courtship, that's going to help to make you reconsider marrying some people. Because that is what we're aiming for, to help prevent straight spouses. And for those of you who are already in the situation, We want to strengthen you, to educate you, to strengthen you, to make you be aware that there are services that are available for you. And while I talk about services, I want to tell those people who are listening in the South Florida area that we have started our Straight Spouse Support Group, and we will be meeting every second and fourth Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at 5215 Pembroke Road in Hollywood, Florida. That's 5215 Pembroke Road in Hollywood, Florida. That's every second and fourth Wednesday. And just, you don't matter how you feel or how, what you think people are going to think, you need to get strengthened on your own, because in the end, you stand on your own 2 feet. And as Anna was saying before, you have to get out of that fantasy world, because the big house in the gated community with the nice cars, when you go to bed at night, what happens? You sleep alone for 10 years, 5 years, 15 years. You sleep alone, no sex. Or you sleep in separate bedrooms and you can't hug, you can't touch, nothing happens. And you feel like a shell of yourself. And you put on a brave front when you go out, when you go to work, and when you come home, you feel like a nothing. So, Anna, is there anything you would like to tell our immigrant women? Because I'm targeting immigrant women, because immigrant women sometimes feel like they don't have a voice. They feel like they don't have any authority in their own life. They give up everything to their spouse, the leadership, the authority, everything. So is there anything you'd like to tell our immigrant woman that you have discovered that will make you freer, feel better, feel stronger, feel more empowered?
Well, yes, I would like to say this, and I mean this sincerely from my heart. You have a choice. You have a choice. You have a choice to come out of your fantasy world and start seeing your reality and building on that. Because you were somebody before you met him. Start asking the questions who you were and what you still want in life. What are your goals? What are your dreams? What is it that you want to accomplish? But what I want to say is that find yourself again. Find yourself again in your community of people. And there's I just came across this yesterday. It was a little saying that somebody wrote. It said, some things are real and some things are not. And knowing the difference is what makes the difference. And I just speak that truly from and sincerely from my heart.
You're doing wonderful, Anna. And I am so proud of you. Any straight spouse who take a step forward, because I know you understand from being at the retreat and listening to the other women talk who have been on this journey for years, you know this is not going to be easy. You know that, right?
Yes, definitely.
But I grew up hearing them say, nothing good comes easy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know this is not going to be easy, but you have to be motivated enough to do this for you. And do you have children?
I do.
Do they know about this situation? What's causing your unhappiness and the dysfunction?
I have tried to express this truth to them. Actually, it would come out in an argument that my spouse and I were having at different times in the past year, and it would come out, and so they know something, but they think it's just me, that it that I'm just, I don't know what I'm talking about, that I'm off my rocker. You know, mama doesn't know what she's talking about. So there goes that doubt again, and that doubt is being planted by the other spouse, and they say, well, she really doesn't know what she's talking about. See, there she goes again. So there's a little bit of degrading going on in the family unit of mama, you know, She doesn't know what she's talking about, but I did know what I was talking about. And there was like a little bit of a lie being fed to these, to my kids. But they're older now. They're older now, so this will, I don't know if it's going to be their reality. I know it's my reality, but there's not, you know, I'm going to express this for the last time, and then I'll let them know how I feel, and I'll be honest with them. And what they want to do with that is up to them. That's totally up to them. I cannot change their thinking on it, and I will express that I love them, and this is the situation, and they can take it from wherever they, from there. But I know my reality, and I know that I don't want to spend not one more day, not one more hour, not one more minute, not one more second in a lie. I know my reality, and I feel free. I feel very free, and I feel very good, and I feel at peace, and that's a good feeling.
That's wonderful. We have another caller on the line with a number that ends in 59, and I hope this person is a supporter. If you're a supporter of Anna, please you want to say a few words, because we want other people in the community to know that they can be supportive without feeling afraid or ashamed.
Yes, I am a supporter of Anna. Just love her. She's one of my dear friends, and I know what she's going through. One of the things is, if you know, you have proof, you absolutely know, but your husband never owns up to it, does not like the label gay, won't accept the label gay. He just says, I like to sleep with men. So at what point do you decide you don't need him to confess to it or accept the label or anything? You just need to make a decision.
Okay. I am going to talk to you and to all the other people who will be hearing this. Do not hold your breath waiting for a confession,
mm-hmm.
because for some of you, you have already caught him in the act, and he has explained it away. So you know what you know, and he knows what you know, but he will never, ever admit it. So don't wait for him to admit it when you already know. It's like it's walking like a duck. It quacks like a duck. It looks like a duck. Why would you listen to him telling you that it's a chicken? And why do you need him to break your heart further by telling you that he does sleep with men when you know? You know, you see the evidence. You already presented him with your evidence. You already have all your clues. You see all of that. You know what it means. And he knows that you know what it means. Some men will never, ever tell you. And because he won't tell you, because he won't own up to it, does it mean you're wrong? No. It just means that you have to do what you need to do for you, because he is a narcissist and he will never admit to any wrongdoing. So you're going to wait until the day you die, and he will never, ever admit it. Is that what you want to do? I don't think so. You know what you know, and he knows what you know. Because I've had women say to me, he finally say, you always knew. So you didn't do anything. So what's the big deal now?
Right.
Because
right.
he
yeah.
knew that you knew. Because
yeah, you married me like this.
Exactly. And you've been presenting this evidence. Every time you see a clue, you present it, and you ask him about this, and you ask him about that, and you ask him about the porn, and you ask him about the Craigslist ads, and you ask him about the grinder on his phone, and the sexy text messages from other men. You've been asking him about those for years. In his mind, you already know, so he don't have to say, yes, I am, because he knows you already know. So some men will never, ever tell you, and how dare you call him gay? He is same gender loving, or he is discreet, or he just loves to have sex. He's not gay. In his mind, he's not. So he will never tell you that if in his mind he's not. But you know. So it's up to you to do what you need to do for you.
This is true.
Does that answer your question?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
This has been a wonderful evening, and I am so glad that there are so many women out there who are willing to share of themselves. And to the women who are listening now and those who will listen later, I just want you to know that you are not alone in this. You were never alone. You just didn't know that there was support out there for you. And now that you know, reach out and get all the help that you can, because this is a difficult journey. And you're listening to me, and I might sound so positive and so confident. I was right where you are, because I'm a straight spouse too. Huh, you didn't know that, did you? I am a straight spouse. I'm an immigrant straight spouse. I am from Jamaica. And in my country, Jamaica, if a gay man is caught having anal sex with another man, or a man is caught having anal sex with another woman, they can go to jail for 10 years. And so we have a lot of straight spouses in my country. But I didn't know that when I was there, because I never thought about stuff like that, because we all... Us immigrant women, we think that gay men don't do women. We grew up not talking about it. We grew up thinking that gay men just stick with gay men. We never thought that they would hide who they are by marrying us. We never thought that. No matter what country you are from, you never actually thought that. So that's why when you found out that you were in a relationship with a man who might be gay, that was so hard for you to believe, because, oh, gay men don't marry. Gay men don't touch women. So that's why so many men get away with it for so many years, because women wouldn't believe it, especially us immigrant women.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the reality, and we have to face it, because if we don't face it, we are going to die, because HIV is not a respecter of anyone. And if people keep having gay sex, unprotected gay sex, careless gay sex, anonymous gay sex with men they meet on Craigslist and all over the place and Grindr everywhere, they are going to become infected. And if they do come home to celebrate with you on your birthday, or on the rare occasions when you might put the gay porn on and they get an erection and you use it, you will become infected too. Too many. See, what happened is that the HIV rate among women is the highest among immigrant women. Immigrant women have the highest rates of infection of all women in the USA. Immigrant woman, because some of you can't even ask your husband to wear a condom, even though you know he's cheating with other women or sleeping with other men. You dare not ask him to wear a condom, because he would beat you up. And
either that, or he makes you feel like, why should he? Why should
exactly.
he? I'm your husband. And he makes you feel like you should doubt. Why he will put you in a position of, how dare you even ask me to use a condom? I'm your husband. You know?
Exactly. That's the situation. That's the situation. Or they have an allergy. Oh, they can't use the condom because of so-and-so. But you have to protect yourself. If you want to live a long and healthy life, you have to start protecting yourself. For those of you who are in situations where you either can't leave or you can't kick him out. Because I know some of you are here and you don't even have a job because he won't let you work, so you don't have your own money. I know of those situations. So you are between a rock and a hard place. But guess what? pray, because prayer works. God will deliver you from just about anything. And I just want to keep you encouraged. And for those of you who want to talk to me by email for encouragement, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's S as in Sam, F as in Frank, connects with an S, @gmail.com. Or you can call our Straight Spouse Support Hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954-983-9751, and leave us a message and tell me what your situation is. You don't have to identify yourself, because I don't need to know your name for you to get help. You have a problem, you need help, I don't have to know your name to help you. Our organization will support you, and our mother organization, the Bonnie K. Straight Spouse Support Network, will help you. And we have 3 times a week, we have chats. We have online chats on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Anna, in your state, it will be 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We're having a chat going on right now as we speak. So if you send an email and tell me you want to be a part of our support chat, I will send you the information so you could join us. And my heart goes out to all our Straight Spouse sisters and brothers, because we have brothers who are in this situation. We have immigrant brothers who are in this situation, and they meet their wives in the church. So we have them too, and we support you. We support you, but right now tonight we're just talking about the ladies tonight, because the problem is greater where our immigrant women are concerned. And I just want you to know that whatever is going on, whatever you feel, do not ever, ever hurt yourself, because this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
This too shall pass. Don't do anything. Call 911. Call a friend. Call a neighbor. Call somebody. Get down on your knees and pray. Don't do anything to hurt yourself, okay? And
right.
Don't hurt your
gay
spouse either, because that means you will end up in jail.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anna, do you have any last words that you want to share with our listeners tonight?
Yes, love yourself. Just like what you said, if you try to hurt somebody else, you're not loving yourself. You're just acting out in anger. Don't do that. Love yourself enough to say, I need to reconsider some things. Think about where you are in your life. Think about your reality, and think about where you want to be. And you don't have to be angry. You just have to know what you want to do. And try to find a good support group. Stay connected with people who are going to love you through the situation.
Yes, those are some good words. Those are some good words. And I just want our straight spouse brothers and sisters to understand that you did not do anything wrong. All you did was love somebody who lied to you.
Mm-hmm.
You went into a marriage without informed consent.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with changing your mind if you went in without informed consent and now you are informed and don't like what you have.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. So please remember that you are not alone. You are not alone. And I want you to go to our website at SouthFloridaConnects.com. That's SouthFloridaConnects.com. And go to the Straight Spouse Survival Strategy page. On that page, you will find some information that will help you to propel yourself through this difficult, debilitating time, because it's not going to be easy. I'm making it sound easy for you, because I need to encourage you and I need to make you feel motivated, like, oh gosh, if she can do it, I can do it too. That's the mentality I want you to get.
Oh,
if
yeah.
I can do it, you can do it too. And my job is to help be your cheerleader, to cheer you on through your difficult times. And you might take one step forward and 2 steps backward. But guess what? As long as you keep moving forward, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And don't try to take big leaps and frustrate yourself and get anxious and, you know, just take a little more, just do little things at a time. Maybe you can change your hairstyle or wear some different colors that you never usually wear, or you can go get your nails done, because when was the last time some of you got your nails done? When was the last time some of you went to the hairdresser? When was the last time some of you buy a nice outfit that make you look like a woman? When? So start doing those little things, you know. Go out with your friends, even if you go to church like you never normally do. Do something different to make you feel different. Because if you do the same things that you always do, you won't feel different. And you want to start feeling differently. You want to start feeling better.
Yes.
And you can do it, because Anna has started to do it. I have been doing it for 3 years, and so many others have been doing it so long. Some of them have been dating and are happy dating straight men. So you can do it. And I just want you to know that no matter what is going on in your life, prayer works. For those of you who believe in God like I do, call on Him. Cry, beg, whatever you need to do, do it to God. Do it. Beg God. Don't beg man. Don't beg man. Just beg God.
Mm-hmm.
And just ask Him to strengthen you so you can walk this walk with your head held high. Because people will talk. Uh-huh. People will talk. But guess what? It's not their life. It's your life. So don't listen to what people say. Just do what you know you need to do for you. And bring God right there with you. Just put Him in front and lead. Let Him lead. Let Him lead, and you will be okay. Anna, I want to thank you so much, you and your friends, for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
This show would not have been so wonderful without you. And you do made a difference with this show tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we will be talking, girlfriend. We'll be talking, because I know you're going to need strengthening, and I'm your cheerleader.
Thank you. Have
a wonderful evening, and thank you for being a part of the South Florida Connects Race Bus Awareness Show tonight. Have a blessed evening, my sisters.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Anna.
You're welcome.
What's going on, Tim?
Hey.
This is Alicia Keys, and she's going to bring you a brand new me.
Looks nice.
Thanks.
Let's go.
Brand new kind of me.
Have been listening to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. Your host was Debbie Thomas Brown, the president and founder of South Florida Connects. Thank you for tuning in. Please be advised that South Florida Connects does not give advice. We provide general information and Straight Spouse Awareness peer support. Subject matter discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discussed, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our Straight Spouse Support Hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate Straight Spouse Awareness professional. We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at southfloridaconnects.com for more information on Straight Spouse Awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954-983-9751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have, and always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my straight spouse brothers and sisters.